The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says a nuclear deal with the P5 plus one is a breakthrough, although it does not meet the country's demands. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says nuclear achievements are the outcome of efforts made by the Iranian nation and scientists. Fifty rights groups from across the globe have asked the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights to revoke Saudi Arabia's membership of the council over its executions. The organizations also demand the Arab Kingdom be penalized for killing prominent Shia cleric Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr earlier this year. A U.S. drone attack has killed two people in southeast Yemen. Local military sources say the victims were targeted while traveling in a vehicle in a town in Hadramaut province. Yemen is one of the Muslim countries where the U.S. operates armed drones as part of its so-called war on terror. ISIL has destroyed yet another cultural site in Iraq. The terror group leveled Iraq's oldest Christian monastery in the northern city of Mosul after looting the site. The compound had survived assaults by nature and men over the past 1,400 years, during which it was used by generations of monks. Israel's Minister for Military Affairs says he prefers Daesh terrorists to Iran and Syria in order to see the fall of the government of President Bashar al-Assad. Moshe Alon has accused Iran of trying to open an anti-Israel front in the occupied Golan Heights. He also referred to Muslims as terrorists. Filipino students have scuffled with police during a protest in front of the U.S. Embassy in the capital, Manila. The protesters are angry about the country's new security deal with the United States. The 10-year pact allows Americans to build structures and station troops, vehicles, and aircraft in the Philippines. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has warned that the ongoing economic crisis in his country is threatening social stability. The Latin American nation is grappling with a sharp recession and triple-digit inflation. Maduro has called on the National Assembly to approve his recent plan for resolving the crisis.